Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds
white. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're here to help you out with everything, with any of the questions you have for your gardening. So like I said, feel free to give us that call. I am back live, so, you know, you'll get your answer today on air. It's out for about 5 weeks. Everything's all good at this point. I had said it last week, but I'll say it again for those who are joining us now. Last week was Christmas Eve. It's New Year's Eve, so it's kind of close. But just wanted to let you know, you know, I've always had some ear issues and some breathing issues, right? I noticed it more when I joined the show, because when I first started, I got a lot of emails stating, you breathe heavy on air, or you clear your throat a lot. I'm like, oh, thanks. But anyways, those things brought it higher to my attention. You know, when you normally don't hear those things, you're like, yeah, whatever. I've had a lot of things done in the past couple of years to try and figure out what's going on. Well, I ended up having a very small hole behind my eardrum. So behind the eardrum, there was fluid leaking constantly. So it was always causing me to have, I couldn't hear very well. And then what it was also doing was causing me to always have to clear my throat, etc. Right? So that was part of it. So I had to have the hole covered, which happened on November 15th. While they were there, they actually found a second hole. So thankfully, they went in. It was too small for them to see through CAT scans, etc. So anyways, they repaired it. They had to technically, I had to take a very small piece of the brain out that had been falling down in that small hole. So they upgraded it to call it brain surgery. It really wasn't anything crazy because of it. It was more because they have to go into your head. That being said, it caused me to be out for a while, not really doing much. So I taped shows. But I'm back. I'm, you know, I wouldn't say I'm 100%. Yeah, I'm still trying to get my energy level back. Last Sunday was the first time I had sat down at a desk like I am for the show and just talked and used the computer and done all those things for the first time in almost, you know, 6 weeks. Right? So, you know, this is it getting used to. But all those things had to be done for the long-term benefits. Not, like I said, I'm not 100% there. We're still trying to actually unclog the ear because of all the years of damage and everything. There's so much fluid. We're just trying to get rid of it. And so You know, I'm back. That's the big thing. I'm back. You know, I believe it's, you know, I'm back in the saddle again. But I'm doing everything I can, as always, to answer your questions. Kind of wanted just to explain myself of where I've been. I wanted to give you that live, you know, shows for 5 weeks. So it was new content. But I wanted you to be able to hear it, too. You know, still hear my voice, not have reruns. Wanted to have new content. So I had a couple interviews there. I had three out of the five. I had hour-long interviews. Two with Karen from Natural Alternative, one with my brother Jason, which I talked about earlier. I'd love for you guys to go back and listen to that. That was on November 19th. You can go to our website. It'll bring you, right on the top, it'll say, listen to podcasts, right? Right there, click on that. You can find the date. I want you to, you know, obviously I want you to listen to all of them, but November 19th at the third hour, so 8 a.m., hour is the perfect one. That was my brother Jason and I just going back and forth talking, you know, talking about what to do for Thanksgiving, what to do for Christmas, and all those things. But just the conversation is just really cool. I had a lot of fun doing it. So just wanted to bring you guys up to date on what's going on. Hopefully, you know, this is done and ready for the future. I needed to get it done so that I could you know, breathe a little bit better. I could not have to worry about future infections. And that was the best time to do it. Anyways, let's get back to it. If you have questions, call us. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're here for another hour and 45 minutes, so plenty of time if you have some questions about what to do. You know, another thing I recommend going back and listening if you haven't, basically to the last hour that I did. The second and third segment had a lot to do with repotting and what to do and how to do it. Very important. We don't, you know, we kind of just say, all right, you need to repot it, and then we move on. I kind of went into some detail here and wanted to get this done. Not get it done. I wanted to get that information to you so you could get it done right. So, you know, take a look back at that. But, you know, it's just important. It's not just a pull a plant out, put it in a new pot, and go from there. There are some steps to it that I think if you're interested, you can take a look back at it to get more information so you can be more successful. Now, again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Plenty of time for you to, you know, it's light out there, a little dreary, and we've had rain almost every day this past week. It just felt blah, right? Christmas was warm, but it's, you know, it's in the 30s right now. We might see the sun in the next couple days. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday look like the pick of the week. So hopefully it'll be nice and sunny. It's going to be in the 40s, at least where I am. And, you know, hey, maybe some snow towards the end of next week. But who knows? Doubt it. I love Mother Nature to give us some snow. Just to give us something to cover the ground, protect our plants, right? Those are all things that we want the snow for. You know, we talked about it earlier. Snow keeps the ground insulated. It keeps it the same temperature. It keeps it regulated, right? It keeps it the same. Excuse me. It keeps it that same temperature so that the freeze-thaw effect doesn't happen, right? The freeze-thaw effect is what can damage a lot of our plants, our lawn, gardens, etc. Then on top of it, that snow is the poor man's fertilizer, right? You know, snow does contain some nitrogen in it. When the snow lays on the ground, it slowly goes through and helps the soil, right? There's not a ton of nitrogen that's going to be put into it. It's probably minimal, like 2% per acre. So it's not huge. It's minimal. But a little less than you need to do, right? So it's got its benefits. It's not just, you know, skiers. Our garden does benefit from the snow. Protects it. You know, the one thing I always think about when I think about protecting our plants is just rhododendrons, right? Rhododendrons love to have the snow around them so that their soil stays the same. Because they're big, right? They might be covering the top of the soil, but a lot of those leaves are up. There's nothing low to really protect, and that snow helps it, keeps it that same temperature. So it's one of the first things I think about protecting is the rhododendrons during that time. Now, phone lines are open. If you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning and happy New Year's Eve. Hopefully you have some, you know, some big plans. And those big plans could be sitting on the couch, falling asleep early and then going to bed before midnight, or it could be hanging out, up to you. But obviously, you know, it's funny, I look at let's say 10 years ago, it was like, oh, what are we going to do on New Year's Eve? Today it's like, what time do you think we're going to go to bed tonight? Yeah, you think we'll make it to the ball drop? Anyways, hope you get to enjoy it one way or the other, however way you choose to do it. But in the new year, what do we want to bring? What do we want to have? We want to have new plants. We want to have, you know, new garden. We want to have the same but maintain it. What do we want to do? You know, let's think about it. Let's plan it out this year. Let's plan it out and say, well, I want to plant a perennial garden. And I want to get this garden, you know, growing really well. Is there a way I could do this easier and less expensive? You know, some perennials will come in seeds, right? Some perennials you can put out as seeds and it's going to take some time for you, but they can get out there. And that's where you can save some of that money and have a beautiful garden and just realize it's going to take a couple years to get there. You'll have some of the plants. You might have a little bit of blossoms this year, but just realize it's the future. And a lot of those perennials, you could actually plant indoors and get them started, right? Get them ready for the year. I mean, I'm just looking at one here, an echinacea, right? We, you know, echinacea is a great summer flower. right? Love's full sun. Can take some time to grow, but you can actually grow from seed, right? And if you wanted to, you could start those seeds at the end of the upcoming month, so end of January. It'd be something to do, because a lot of our vegetables and fruit and everything, we're not starting till February, end of February, maybe into March, depending upon the variety. So if you want something to start with, do it now. You know, go online, order them from a couple of those seed companies that I talked about, or go to your local garden center. Your local garden center, once they've done some of that cleanup from the Christmas decorations and all that, they usually bring the seeds right out. So if you can wait another week or so, a lot of those seeds are out and ready for you. Grab perennials, because that's going to be your early planting indoors. Now, you're not going to see the flowers on some of these till later, but why not? Why not start now with some of the flowering perennials or perennials in general? Right? It's not just about indoors with the fruit and vegetables, right? It's about what else you can do now. Now, some perennials only come bare root or plant, right? Like a daylily. You're not going to get them by seed. You're going to get them by a bare root, right? If you wanted to start them early. Right? Those are ones where we're not transplanting until March. We're not putting them into a soil, getting them ready till then. So those are a wait, right? But so, like I said, some of the other perennials can come from seed. It's not just about the veggies. You could do herbs now. Herbs would be something you could do every day. But you could do it all year. Because herbs are something that you can cook with all year and have. Why not, right? Why not use it? So, if you have questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. Flu cases are surging across the United States.
There was a 16% increase in positive flu test results reported last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness. And nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with 6 pediatric deaths, bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season. I'm Skip Kelly.
The number of pets being housed in shelters across the U.S. this month is increasing. The Atlanta-based nonprofit Shelter Animals Count says about 245,000 more cats and dogs are in shelters this holiday season. The director of the organization says overcrowding at U.S. animal shelters has gotten worse, and euthanasia may be needed in more places as a result. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Maynard.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Patrick, I have a vanilla strawberry hydrangea about 3 years old, which I have not cut back, and it still has the brown and whatnot for the birds and whatnot. When is the best time to cut that back?
So you have the bush form or the tree form?
A bush form.
Okay. It's a PG hydrangea, which means it's in the, for ease, it's in like the white flowering. Because it does have that white, right, to it. So it's not the blue. The blue is the one where you have to worry about, like, 2 years, all those things. Whereas the white, you don't worry as much.
Right. This is the white that turns pink. And gets absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I have one in my yard in the tree form that I put in 2 years ago. And this year was absolutely phenomenal. So I understand why you have it. Now, the best time to do any of the pruning for this one and any other that's in that, the PG hydrangea form or the paniculata. So that would be the species when it comes to the genus species. So the second name after hydrangea would be in the late winter. So we're talking like end of March, early spring.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because then it has all year to grow, right? It has all year to come back and build. On some of these, people will, I've seen people cut it all the way back. You don't necessarily have to.
But how far back is would you say would be the best?
I mean, like I said, I've seen people cut it all the way to the ground, right? It can be. It's going to take some time for it to get full again. But say you like the height that it's in already. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just pruning off all of the flowers, buds that are left.
Okay.
Maybe it's taking a third off. But it's not like specific. You can, like I said, you could cut these right back to the grounds. But the annual pruning usually is about a third.
Okay. Okay, that's what I'll do. And I have another question for you.
Sure. Go ahead.
Shasta viburnum.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, it developed. It was gorgeous. About 5 years old, no, 7 years old. It developed rust, which I treated it. It never really came back well. I had talked to someone else, another gardener. He said, cut it back in the late winter, cut it back to about 6 to 8 inches from the ground and see what happens. He says, I think you'll be surprised, pleasantly surprised. Do you agree with that?
Well, I mean, that will get rid of a lot of it, right?
Yeah.
The thing is did you take care of it with any disease control or anything along those lines?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I used that copper fungicide.
Okay. Because the big thing here is, you know, is removing any of the damaged and infected branches. That's where the big thing is, right?
Right.
You probably are seeing some of the damage on the branches, or you'll be able to see in the spring, where some of it's not looking great. But you need to remove it and get rid of them. Don't put them in a compost bin. Put them in like a black garbage bag and just throw them out in the trash.
That's what I had done to the ones that I did cut off, as well as the leaves that fell.
Yep, perfect. One of the other things that I want you to look at doing during the season that can help, so it's not just about pruning it back, right? You could prune it back. You could get rid of it all and go to that level and be fine. But as it's growing back, I want you to help train it. And I want you to thin out some of the leaves and some of the branching in the center or around it. I'm not talking just make a hole in the center. What I'm saying is, make it so air can circulate into those branches without, okay, you know, being blocked, right?
Okay. Okay.
Kind of like, you know, we want air to go through it because a rust is a disease, and it comes more on there when the soil is wet, the air has more moisture in it, or when it can't, when the water sits on the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a viburnum, we want to be full and thick and have great flowers. But the thing is we need some of that airflow so that the moisture doesn't sit there and create those rusts and other diseases. So, yes, mm-hmm, it is about cleaning it up, spraying prior, getting rid of those leaves, cutting it back. But it's about watching it as a preventative maintenance so that we're not putting more chemicals later on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, it's not a chemical. You're using copper fungicide. It isn't organic. But at the same time, do we really want to have to spray plants constantly? And so we look at some of the other things we can do, and we can do that by thinning out some of the leaves a bit.
Okay.
And some of the branches going forward. Because we want the air to circulate, but we also want some of that sunlight to get in there, because the sunlight will get deeper in there and dry it out and help prevent some of those funguses.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder if it's in a bad area, it's in a corner to a fence.
Yep. Now, do you have irrigation over there?
No, just, you know, I have the hose, of course, but...
Okay, well, so the reason why I ask was sometimes overhead irrigation or, like, you know, irrigation in the lawn that's spraying over plants can cause it, too. It's not just rain or anything like that, so that's why I ask.
I never water overhead.
Perfect, perfect. You know what you're doing, but I just like to make sure, you know, maybe somebody has this issue as well and they're listening and saying...
Right, no, I appreciate that.
So the other thing, too, and you probably already do this, but this is another way to help prevent, is just water in the morning. Don't water at night if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So watering...
Right. Well, we're always on a water ban anyway, so you can't do anything after 9 in the morning. So
perfect.
At 5 or 6 o'clock is when it starts to get watered.
Perfect. So that's the other thing that helps prevent it as well. So all these other things that you add up will turn out so we don't need to use as many products to spray on our plants.
Okay.
One other thing I would look for you to do, because you're pruning it back and you're doing, you know, it's had some damage, is I want you to use like a plant tone this spring on it. because it needs something to help build it back up, right? Help get it stronger. It's been attacked by this disease, and now we're cutting it all back, so we're shocking it. It needs nutrients. It needs something. So use something like a plant tone. You can also use, if you have like a protolyzer, to add to it. Protolyzer would be good to use to help really get those micronutrients and those nutrients flowing with the fertilizer. And so it's really coming back, you know, stronger and better for you.
And when would I start that?
So I would start that probably beginning of April. Once you can put a shovel in the ground, right? Once you can put the shovel in the ground, you step on it and you can kind of feel that it's not like frozen, that's when you can start putting fertilizer down. So usually April, sometimes we've had late March, but I usually like to beginning of April, probably around like April 10th, April 15th. So that's usually when I start to see that the ground's ready for it.
Okay, and are those dry additives or is it liquid?
So the plant tone is dry, so you would put that on the outside of the plant. And so however wide, you know, I know you're going to cut the plant back, but however wide it was, let's remember that when it comes to fertilization for the powdered or the granular here. Because if we put it too close to the base, it's going to burn it's not going to get to where it needs, and it could burn the root flare. We want to go however wide it was and place it in like four holes on the outside about, you know, 6 to 8 inches deep. Divide it'll on the package, it'll say use X amount. Divide that by four and put it in, you know, quarters around it, cover it back up, and then water it in for the granular.
Okay, so that would be around the drip line, four holes.
Yes.
Around the drip line.
Perfect. Yep. And then for the protolyzer, that is a powdered form that you actually add water to and water it into the soil, and that will absorb into the root.
Do I do that at the same time?
You can do it at the same time. You can do it a few times because what it does is it's readily available. So it's a liquid, so it goes right to the plant and right to the roots, whereas that granular is a slower release. It's not a fertilizer. It works with your fertilizer to make it stronger and better, but it is something that, it's basically like probiotics for your plant.
Okay.
Right? And the plant tone is from Espoma, and the protolyzer is from Natural Alternative. And the protolyzer, you can go online to their website, natural-alternative.com, to get.
Okay.
All righty.
Will do.
All right, Carol. You have a great new year, and good luck with everything.
Thank you, and the same to you, Patrick.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you're feeling better. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about an hour and 15 minutes left in the show. Plenty of time if you have some questions. That's what we're here for. We get into the winter months. We start to slow down with questions, completely get it. We're not thinking about our outdoor plants. But we should be thinking about it because that's our happy place, right? Our plants are our happy place, at least for me. You know, I'm one of those that, yeah, this past year wasn't as much just with the little one, but most years, I'm all right with going out and mowing the lawn after work, because that's my getaway, or going out and cleaning the yard, or doing something like that. Those are all things that I like to do, that's my getaway, that's my happy place. So those are things that I'm sure you guys feel the same way, so let's think about those things now to get it better for next season. You know, let's keep going with those things. We talked about it earlier with seeds. It's not just about your fruit and vegetables. You can start some of those perennials now. It's going to be a less expensive way than going and buying, you know, a couple gallon perennials like echinacea or daylilies. You know, daylilies you're not starting by seed, but echinacea we're starting by seed, right? Some of those plants that we're starting by seed, get them now. Less expensive, you can spend the money elsewhere. And I'm not saying, you know, don't buy from your garden centers. What I'm saying is, let's see what we can do to keep the garden going so you can spend it on other things that aren't as easily grown. You know, why buy a bare root daylily when it might be pretty small when you can buy it for the same price at a local garden center? Right, that's the difference. Whereas seeds for a echinacea, it's less expensive. You get a bunch of them, and you're good to go. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about to take a break here. I'm going to, sky's the limit of what we discussed. We've talked a lot about indoor stuff today, what we can be thinking about. We'll figure it out as time goes on. Phone number again, 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with the new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about an hour left in the show. You know, I want to talk a little bit more in regards to some of the things we could be doing right now, right? And some of this is preventative maintenance for things like the diseases that could happen this summer. You know, we were talking with Carol about the Shasta viburnum, and I was talking about thinning it out and those types of things. Well, we should look at, you know, can we do that to some of our plants that might have had those issues last year? Can we do it now? You know, some of our trees and shrubs, you know, we might be able to thin out some of those branches that we know had an issue, right? We know that had some diseases. Let's think about what else, you know, we could do to help prevent. And this is one of those things, right? And that's by, you know, cleaning up some of those dead and damaged branches, right? Getting rid of some of the cross branches. Making sure that those branches that are leaning on another one in within the plant aren't doing damage this winter when we cut them out and clean them up. So that we're not dealing with fungus and issues later on. This is one of the best times to do it because your deciduous trees, shrubs, don't have leaves on them. Or they shouldn't, right? You can see where the branches are having issues. You can see where they're dead and damaged easier
doing that cleanup now is going to help you later on. It's going to help in the spring and allow you to do some of those other things that you're worrying about. It's also going to help take care of them during the winter because there's less for the plant to worry about. You know, you think about it, the dead branches or damaged branches on the plant is still trying to figure out a way to cut ties with it and create a barrier between good and bad, right? Good plant and bad part of the plant. And so if you can do that for them, it's going to take its energy elsewhere. It's going to take its energy in the spring to putting new growth out versus trying to fix that dead area, right? So that's what getting rid of dead and damaged does. Getting rid of some of those cross branches helps prevent dead and damaged long term and helps any of the insects or diseases that could come in through an open wound like that. So, I mean, these are things to be thinking about now if you have some time. You know, the weather's not too bad to be out there and do some of these things. Why not? Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have plenty of open lines. We've got an hour left in the show. I know, you know, if it was up to me, I would have slept in late today to be up late tonight. But hey, you know, you might be thinking that same way. Get out there, grab your coffee, enjoy your day. It's going to be a good day today. So have fun with it. We're going to be here for another hour. So you got plenty of time. I'm not signing off or anything, but we got plenty of time to answer some of those questions for you. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. You know, the next hour, maybe we'll do a, you know, kind of a overview of some of the things we talked about, because I think the repotting was a good one. That was in the 7 o'clock hour. I think, you know, talking about some ice melt. I know it's warm, but there could be snow on the horizon in the next couple of weeks. Let's think about it now and get it in so that we have it ready. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving Americans through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.